This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Taking a look at the latest export sales data from the USDA, we'll have more from Greg McBride of Allendale right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The USDA is continuing to get us caught up to the latest export sales figures as a result of the government shutdown earlier this year. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the numbers as of December 11th still look great for corn.
Holding in place on the corn sales, still very good, 1.74 million tons that were sold for this particular week. Still looking at just slightly ahead of what the USDA's new goal that was posted back on December 9th. So we'll continue to watch that. They have been very aggressive about increasing that export demand number for corn. We thought maybe they gotten a little bit ahead of their skis on that one, but for right now, the sales still do warrant those changes they made. But they're not far enough ahead that you would expect maybe on the January report or even the February report at this point to have them increase that number by a substantial amount just yet.
While the soybean sales have been lower recently, McBride said this has been a big week for the soybeans to make up on some lost ground.
Continue to watch. The sales have been a little bit slower, but this was a big week. We knew that China had purchased about 1 million tons. Unknown had purchased a little over 500,000 tons. So we knew this was going to be a big week. This came in at just shy of 2.4 million tons. This is a very good week for us. We need to continue to see more of these. It doesn't necessarily get us caught back up, but it does look at us and say, okay, well, now we're starting to see those numbers. We are still behind, but we are still at least not saying, okay, well, we need to lower this number by 100 or 200 or 300 million.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.